Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, you know, I received a phone call a few years back from someone whose husband had passed on, and she said to me, I've got a few items here that I know that Lou would love for you to have. So I went over to her home, and one of the things, he had these hand-carved ducks that were there, painted so beautifully, so on the mark. When you look at a photo and the duck, you look at the real duck and the wood carvings, and they are identical. So I put them around my house, but the most beautiful of all of them was the wood duck. And I actually put that underneath where the TV is, because I figured anyone who comes into my home, and you know, we watch big Super Bowl games here and all these things, they would see how beautiful the wood duck is. And I'm going to talk to you about the drake, which is the male. He is this glossy, iridescent, and when you look at the photo, his head has white stripes, there's purple on it, he's got a white throat. Now think about that, his bill is black, white, red. His legs and feet are straw color yellow, his iris is red, and he's got a crested head and a chestnut breast. Now, most times when you describe a bird, you're talking two or three colors, and I just gave you all of that, and that's what makes him so cool looking. And the hen, the female, believe it or not, is also has some nice colors with him, and his brown plumage, slightly crested head, white teardrop around the eye, and a blue patch on the wing. And to me, that blue patch is the one that just sticks out. I was out in a farm recently and walking past one of the ponds, lily pads, and some of you on social media may have seen the photo I had taken. It was the hen and two little ducklings there. So really, just really unique. Now, this is what makes this bird so cool. Most birds nest on the ground, ducks, etc. This guy, they nest in trees, and they fly through the forest, through the woods so well. Because you think about all the trees and the branches and the shrubs, and how difficult is it to get up into your nest. But because their broad tail acts like a rudder, and they have short broad wings, which make them maneuverable, so they are actually designed to fly through the forest. Now, if you're looking for them in the water, I'm going to make a comparison here because they have a bobbing head. Now, think about this. If you're driving down a road and you see on a telephone wire or a tree, a dead branch, and you see something bobbing up and down like it's got earbuds in and it's listening to music, that is a kestrel. That is a bird of prey. If you're on the water and you see a duck from a distance, drake or hen, and you're not sure, maybe you don't have your binoculars, it's cloudy, it's almost near dark, and you see somebody bobbing on the water, you have found a wood duck there. Now, typical length of ducks, yeah, he matches into that. The male's 20 inches long, female 19. Now, you know what's amazing about birds? Because people always see, like, you know, the size of a bird, and you're going, okay. And if you were to, please don't do this out in the wild, but if you were to pull off all the feathers, there's not much left to them. The male weighs 1.5 pounds. The female, a little bit less than that. You see, this is all birds. I was working with Giselle Smisco one time, the Avian Wildlife Center. I was actually filming for Joey B TV. That's JoeyBe.tv. But don't go there to watch that episode. Listen to this. Then you can always go there. But we were filming and Giselle had a barred owl. And she says, I'm going to take my index finger and I'm going to stick it in, like the feathers around its head. She goes, I'm going to stick it in and see when it actually touches the cranium. She stuck her finger in and I'm not exaggerating. Her index finger was completely gone before it touched the cranium. Because we sometimes think about, you know, you see the feathers and think the animal must be about that size, but they are not. Now, this makes sense about their habitat. It's wooded swamps, marshes, streams, beaver ponds, and small lakes. And they're always going to find a tree somewhere near that. Now, here's one of the really cool things, because when you're talking about nesting boxes, and many times we put up nesting boxes, actually some of my graduate research, I was putting up nesting boxes for kestrels that I was speaking about before, and we were tagging the kestrels, releasing them and all that. But nesting boxes over the water for wood ducks, they love to nest inside of them. So now you're taking away the way high up in the trees. I'm going to tell you a really cool fact about that in a second. But you're taking away that. But because the nesting box is in the middle of the water, they are safe from predators there. And they will actually, when I say in nesting in trees, they look for cavities, because birds are either nest builders or cavity dwellers, meaning they're finding a little opening in the tree somewhere. And some of them will even nest up to 1 mile away. And so if there's not water nearby, they're going to find a way to get themselves near water. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, they pair up in January. They don't reproduce then, because think about then, now there is ice on the water. But they're pairing up, and they will actually have a large number of eggs, and that's called a clutch of eggs. So they have from 9 to 14, and some of them have recorded a few higher than that. And they'll have 2 broods per year, which means they will actually mate twice per year, have 2 families. And the females, and I think, see, often I say nature is so cool, nature is so awesome. Think about this, and this is commonplace. Females often lay eggs in other nests. So not only do they lay eggs in their own nest, they'll find another nest and they go lay one in there. So it's almost like I am raising your baby for you. Pretty amazing. And during that mating season, you want to see the male drakes, because their full colors are on display, because they're showing off for the females there. Now, there are some success stories out in nature, and I always try to highlight them, and this is one of them. Early 20th century, the wood duck was close to extinction because of hunting and deforestation, and hunters just love the colorful feathers, as I described all that. But we got legal protection going on, and then the nesting boxes, and then all of a sudden, you've got this number that is slowly growing, and with bald eagles again, one of the success stories that we have there as well. Now, think about how crazy this is. A female will have the eggs will hatch, and the female will actually ask the babies, the chicks, the hatchlings, to jump out of the nest. Some of these nests are 50 feet in the air, and the babies born and just jump out of the nest, land on the ground, and for whatever reason, I guess like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer about the abominable snowman, where I say bumbles bounce, I guess wood ducklings must bounce, and then the female leads them over to the water, and the ducklings can fly at 6 to 8 weeks, so they are depending on the hen who does most of the raising, so for protection. Now, their diet is mostly seeds. Well, think about this. They live near trees and shrubs. Makes sense. But once they're in the water, aquatic plants, insects, crustaceans, and the very young, because it's easier. And this is how animals put on weight. They're really looking for protein early on. You heard some of my stories about turkeys and the poults are primarily insectivorous until they reach a certain stage, and then they become herbivores. Well, the wood ducks, the youngs eat insects and invertebrates, again, protein to put on weight there. And they have a vast range from the southeast to Canada and on the Pacific coast. And their predators are, predators really specifically going after the eggs, because once an animal can fly, a bird can fly, not all animals fly. I have never seen a moose fly. Anyway, the eggs, they're predated on by raccoons, possums, snakes, and birds. And then the ducklings, before they can fly now, in the ponds and lakes, all the different waterways we spoke about are predated on by snapping turtles, mink, large fish, and snakes. So you see, it is this world of color when you're talking about the wood duck. It is so unique, nesting in trees, ducklings jumping out of trees without parachutes. They're just such a cool animal, such an awesome animal. And I always say that viewing nature is free, so get out there. Because until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.